Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Sunday, the 4th of November, 2012. This is my audio boot, audio blog. It's Napod Pomo Day 4, it's Audio Mo Day 4. So this is my diary entry. Feeling quite pleased with myself, actually. Long story. I picked up some friends from the railway station this morning when I parked up the car to make it easy for them to get out, I parked on the road and put the hazard lights on my car so I wouldn't get driven into, and then we all went up to the house and delivered the friends into the household where they were looked after, so I could then pop down again and move the car into its normal safe position on the top of our drive. It seems when I did that, I forgot to take off the hazard lights, because when I got to the car again this evening, about to send them off, I noticed that the hazard lights were flashing, which I thought was odd. So, and then I tried to, it wouldn't undo with the alarm, it wouldn't unlock with the alarm key on the key fob, the transmitter thing. So I thought, oh no, that means the battery's getting low. So I put the key in the door and turned the lock and got into the car that way, and sure enough, the starter motor wouldn't turn over the engine. Oh dear, good job we've got a second car, isn't it? So went back to the house, grabbed the other car keys, and delivered my guests back to the railway station, our friends back to the railway station, in the other car, and I must remember to put Henry's car seat back in its rightful place, because I had to take it out. Anyway, put the kids to bed, and then, how am I going to sort out my main car, the Peugeot that I used to drive to work? The smaller of our two cars, and the one that doesn't have car seats for children in it, the one I use for commuting to work. By this time, the hazard lights were flashing very dimly, and I tried to switch them off, but they wouldn't switch off. The switch didn't make a difference. So the hazard lights were still flashing away, very dimly though. So I thought, well, there's three options really. One is try and get the Peugeot down to the bottom of the road near to the Passat, so that I can, should I turn off here or not? No, I won't, I'll go a bit further. So I can connect jump leads and do it that way. Second option is I could go into the garage, whatever, that bit of our house with all the where you would normally be able to put a car if they hadn't chopped a bit out of the garage to make downstairs utility room bigger. But that's another story. Yeah, go in there and find the battery charger that I bought many, many years ago, probably a couple of decades ago, and use that to charge up the battery overnight. Not so sure about that. Battery chargers was not designed for diesel engines. I think diesel engines require higher amperage battery chargers to charge up the batteries. And it's also, I find it a right pain. I'm lazy. I find it a right pain getting the battery out. So I can charge it up and then putting it back in the morning. It's going to slow me down in the morning. I'm too lazy for that. Oh, and if you ever change the battery in a Passat, it's horrendous to take half the windscreen off to get the battery case. Anyway, this is the Peugeot I'm talking about in this particular case, so it's not as bad as it is in the Passat, but I'm still too lazy. So option three is let the car roll back down the drive in a controlled manner onto the road. And it's quite a steep drive we've got there. And then once you've got it on the road, roll it down the road, which is also a hill, but not nowhere near as steep. Roll it down there and see if you can jump start the car. And that's the plan I went for, because I'm lazy. So I did that. I rolled the car down our drive, which is quite tricky, with no electrical power to power up the power steering, or no engine power to power up the power steering. No power to pump up the brake fluid pump, which gives you that much more braking power. So yeah, the basically without the electrical assistance, the steering is very, very heavy. The brakes are very, very heavy. You have to push them very hard to provide sufficient braking power to stop my car from going whizzing down into the road and into the hedge on the other side. And also doing it in the dark with no lights apart from some dim hazards. But yeah, so rolled it down successfully. Didn't cause an accident, so that was all good. Managed to get it onto the road and turn it so that it just was pointing in the right direction, and then roll it down. And it took three goes at trying to jump start it. So I let it roll up to a reasonable speed and made sure it was in first gear. Found it was in reverse, of course, because I by habit put it in reverse to get it down the drive. Put it into first gear, lifted the clutch, made sure the ignition was in, and no, didn't start the engine. So it kind of brought the car to almost a halt. Of course, I put the clutch in again. Made the hazard light started clicking. Oh, a little bit more power in the electrical system, but not really enough. Started coasting again and tried again, lift up the clutch. Maybe a little bit closer, but by this time I'm getting to the end of the road where it's about to flatten out. It's not going to be a steep hill anymore, or even not a steep hill, but not even going to be any incline of hill anymore. But I thought, well, there's enough room for one more go, and you know, and if I can't get it started, then at least down the bottom there it's going to be better lit, so less likely for anybody to drive their car into my car. So if I have to abandon it there, then that's a better place than halfway, than two-thirds of the way down the hill. So yeah, I gave it one more try, and by some miracle it started the engine. So yeah, feeling very happy with that, very pleased with myself that I managed to pull that off. And of course then took the opportunity to switch on the lights of the car, because then there was enough juice going around the system, enough electrical current going around the system to power the lights, and started driving. So I've been driving for about 13 minutes now. Went off to the nearest route. Obviously, when your battery's not charged up and you need to keep going, then what you don't want to do is stop the car, throw the clutch down, or put the car into neutral, take your foot off the gas, and then the engine cuts out. I have had that experience enough times with cars, because I've always driven old bangers. In my youth, up until the last decade or so, when I had slightly nicer cars. But yeah, you don't want to stop and do all the normal things like put the clutch down, put it in neutral, take your foot off the gas, and then find it stalls. So yeah, find the route where you're not going to have to stop. Found my way to the got my way nicely to the dual carriageway, and had a nice long drive there for about 5 miles. So I think the battery's nicely charged up now. So I'm now coming back the other way through the town. So I may have to stop a few times, and that'll be a good opportunity to see whether the car is going to be in a good enough state to start in the morning. If it isn't sufficiently charged up to give me confidence for the morning, then I might end up taking the battery out and putting it on a charge overnight anyway. At least I can look at that contingency. But at least I can be a little bit more confident. I know I can bump start the car down the road that we live on. So that's good. Anyway, a long story with very little purpose, other than to chronicle a little bit of excitement for me this evening. and a little bit of reason for feeling a bit smug. Thanks for listening. Toodle-poo.